Good afternoon. It's 2:04. I have Tracy Bonham here live in the studio at KLCC. Tracy grew up in Eugene. She graduated from South Eugene High School. She started singing at age 5 and played piano by 14. She was awarded a full violin scholarship to the University of Southern California and left that behind to transfer to the Berklee School of Music to study voice. In 1994, she decided it was time to write her own music instead of performing music of other composers from a different era. Tracy quickly debuted her 1996 Island Records release, Burdens of Being. Upright in 1996. It went gold and landed Bonham a couple of Grammy nominations for her song Mother, Mother. Lots has happened between then and now, but most recently, Tracy Bonham has finished recording a new album called Masks of Manhattan, set to be released on July 13th on Engine Room Records. Tracy has kindly provided the station with an advance copy, and she is home for a visit and a show tomorrow night, Thursday night, at Sam Bond's Garage. Welcome home, Tracy, and welcome to KLCC.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Congratulations on the excellent new recording set to come out in mid-July. And thanks for sending us an advance copy. That was very kind of you. And I'd like to start right off with a tune, if that's okay with you, from the new album. And tell us about it, Tracy.
Okay. Well, this song is called In the Moonlight. It's a kind of a road trip song. It's about a long trip from where I was going to school, University of Southern California. A dear, dear friend would come and pick me up and drive me back home to Eugene, for the summer break. And, just various escapades that happened on this trip. But the meaning of this song was something that she always used to say to me was, "To thine own self be true," a quote from Shakespeare's Hamlet. And I always used to think, I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Because I was young. And so, these things kind of take time. So I think finally in life I'm learning what that actually means.
So here it is from Tracy Bonham, In the Moonlight on KLCC. That song is called In the Moonlight. And it's on the new album from Tracy Bonham, Masks of Manhattan. That tune has a couple of things that I noticed are common throughout the CD on a couple tunes. Mm-hmm. References to glowed and growed. and it shows how you have really good endings to your song. That one I was telling you, I picture a Vanagon or a Volkswagen trailing off into the sunset with you two girls and your feet on the dashboards.
That's right. Off into the horizon.
So yeah. How has that quote become true in your life to the present? Mm. To thyself be true.
Well, like I said, when I first heard it, I thought I knew what that meant. But it wasn't until, later in life and just growing up and, having experiences that I really didn't know what that meant when I was younger. And just for whatever reason, started to really heed those words, maybe even in the last decade. I mean, I don't know if I'm a slow, bloomer.
No.
or maybe it's something we all actually have to remind ourselves throughout our entire life. Maybe that's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. You have to keep coming back to that.
Cycles.
Yeah.
A lot of your music is about cycles and the theme of city versus country. And that seems like that's kind of been true for you since day one. Am I correct on that one?
Yeah, I think I'm a kind of a traveler. I think I encourage and invite change in my life. I've moved around a lot, and even my music changes. And I think that's something that, it's very cyclical for me. And I think it's good. I'm not one to just stay in one place for too long. I think it's inspiring to kind of add new elements into your life and then take what you need from those.
Well, you have a song on the new CD, We Moved Our City to the Country, and it's talking about one of the most recent cycles you've been through on the move of taking up residency in both Woodstock and Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. So big city,
right?
Country girl.
That's right. Well, they can't take the Eugene. What is it? They can't take the Eugene out of the girl, basically. When I moved to Brooklyn, I knew life was going to be very chaotic. I'd been living actually in New York for a number of years. And my husband and I kind of made a deal, because he's also from California, that we were going to invest in a little cottage, a sweet little cabin up in Woodstock, New York, so that we could have our little piece of Eugene, or, you know, the mountains, the fresh air, the water, you know, so that we could stay sane in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're constantly going back and forth now from the country to the city, which adds its own confusion. But it's also the best of both worlds. So
that
I'm
is
not complaining, yeah.
Can we hear that song live, Tracy?
You got it. So it's called We Moved Our City to the Country. And I think people can relate to it everywhere. We'll move our city to the country, to the country. With all our silverware and books about the country, with cans of sardines and our bitmaps and our fancy jewelry, we'll move our city to the country, oh yeah. We'll bathe in puddles in the parking lots of Home Depot. We'll lower our voices when we speak upon our cell phones. I hear a young sparrow, oh, it's your ringtone, it's your ringtone. Well, then let it ring, 'cause it sounds nice here in the country. Oh, yeah, we're living in the country. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. They got snow caps that melt just like popsicles. They got SUVs that ride up into your butthole. Our kids will make friends with local kids and they'll LOL a lot. You can't let them go outside until they finish all of their sushi. You've got to finish all your sushi. Oh yeah, we're living in the country. Oh yeah, we're living in the country.
Tracy Bonham live, and we moved our city to the country. A great tune from the brand new album, Mass of Manhattan. We performed that one live. You performed that one live.
I'd like
the
to say we
CD.
Yeah. You were in the room with
yes.
me. You were here.
on the CD, you have, well, that song is representative of all the changes you do within your tunes. I love that, breaking into the little Lord of the Flies. And on the CD, there's a lot more texture on the CD, and we couldn't really represent that live. But talk about all the different elements that you have in this new album. There's classical aspects to it. There's world aspects, hoedowns. you've got it all on there.
I'm influenced by my environment and by my surroundings. So hanging out in Woodstock, New York, it's a very musical place. And there's stuff going on, like Levon Helm's Midnight Ramble, and I've been to, you know, many of those. And my husband is a journalist and an editor, and he has been, he did a story about Merle Haggard recently, so he went all the way back and started listening to those early Western swing records that he was influenced by, that Merle was. So that kind of seeped into my music. I'd never really listened to that stuff before, like old Lefty Frizzell and Bob Wills. And so that kind of made sense for the country setting for us in our little stone cottage in Woodstock. It was very, it had that kind of country feel. And it kind of seeped into my music. And then, of course, I have the classical upbringing on the violin, which you just heard me slam into the wall accidentally.
You were such a good girl not to say anything you wouldn't want to say on the radio.
Oh, yes, right. I had to make a choice.
You made a good choice.
I thought it got the point across, however, not offending, hopefully, any SUV drivers. But yeah, and then lyrically, it's just all about that song in particular. It's about, you know, trying to get away from the city, but you really have to get really far away from the city to feel like you're in the country. I mean, there's Home Depot everywhere. There's Walmart, there's Target, and there's all these creature comforts that, you know, are very convenient, but, you know, I'm not going to fool myself in thinking that I've, you know, gone out into the sticks or something to find, you know, to live off the land.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the title of the CD. I'm speaking with Tracy Bonham. She's visiting home from New York, and you named the CD Mass of Manhattan, which is a Walt Whitman poem. Why'd you choose that?
Yeah, I don't know, actually. Now I'm thinking, God, that's a hard one to say. It's weird, isn't it? Masts.
Yeah, it is.
I know, especially on the radio.
And you want to put that N there so bad.
I know. So it is a talking point, so maybe that's a good thing. But masts, as in masts of a ship, and then masts of Manhattan without an end, N. Walt Whitman wrote a poem called Crossing Brooklyn Ferry. And he's on a ferry from the lower part of Manhattan to Brooklyn, and he's having a moment of connection with all things. He's speaking to the reader 100 years later, that as we're, you know, we're connected. He's speaking to the people on the ferry. He's, you know, the water, the waves, and then he looks back at the buildings of Lower Manhattan, and he says, "Stand up, tall masts of Manhattan," in this exclamation of, like, I think it, to me, it means like he's just having this moment of wonderment in life and feeling connected to everything. And I really that just resonated with me. Also, the fact that I also live in Brooklyn, where he used to live, and I look at those buildings almost every day, and now looking at them as though they're some kind of, you know, some kind of nautical, a ship thing. For me, it makes sense because then I'm thinking about also trailing, going up the Hudson River up to Woodstock, and then the history that evokes is for me very inspiring.
The picture on the cover of the CD is very inspiring. Where did you get that, and describe that for the listeners that haven't yet got their hands on a copy
soon,
yet?
Soon. And you can see it on my MySpace page, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you went to MySpace/Tracy Bonham, you'll see the artwork. But this is just one of the reasons why I feel so blessed in this project and in life. I met an artist who I really, really admired, and we got to be friends, and his name is Donnie Moles, M-O-L-L-S. He lives in Los Angeles, and he does really great pieces of art, contemporary art. Well, he decided to do this cover for me for love, for free. So we worked together. I told him what the concept was, and then he went ahead and made this art for the record, just as a donation.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm just so happy with it.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. The new album, Masks of Manhattan, due out July 13th with Tracy Bonham. How come mid-July?
You know what? These are the things that I can't answer. This is a very DIY, a project this time. However, because I did sign up with a little indie label, you know, there are certain things you just have to kind of go along with. And one of them is scheduling. And I think one of them is just having enough time to promote it well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, can we have another live tune? Mm-hmm. First, I want to mention that you said one of your favorite musical experiences was playing with the group Wayfaring Strangers. Why was that?
Well, this group was made up of, I think there was 10 people in the group. Unfortunately, we haven't played a gig in a few years, but it was a group of incredible musicians led by a man named Matt Glazer, who is a fiddle. He's a crazy, amazing, like, how do I explain him? He's like one of my gurus.
He's
you know
awesome.
Who he is,
yes,
right?
I do.
Okay, so yeah, he's the string department head at Berklee College of Music. Now they have a new department called American Roots Music, I think, and he's the head of that. You can see him on the Ken Burns Jazz documentary, too. He's just a walking encyclopedia of jazz and also bluegrass. So he plays a fiddle. He started the band, and he handpicked his favorite musicians and singers to be in this band, and I happened to be one of them. And it was a great time. Jamie Haddad playing drums. He plays with Paul Simon. And it was also a mixture of all kinds of music. So I didn't really fit into the bluegrass or the jazz world, but I kind of had my, I don't know what I do really, but rock, gospel-y kind of thing to add to the mix. Then there were the bluegrass players, jazz players, and then folky stuff. So it all seemed to make sense, even though it was very hard to describe.
Well, do you think that influenced some of your music, like the tune we're going to hear next, Angel, Won't You Come Down?
Yes, I think you're right. I think that was the introduction, just being around those folks and singing that kind of music, listening to more Bill Monroe, things like that. Mm-hmm. That was my introduction. And then leading to the move up to Woodstock and then starting to listen to old Western swing, all of that stuff just kind of... Probably encouraged me to write songs like the one I'm about to do.
Okay, tell us about it.
Okay, so this is called Angel, Won't You Come Down? And I'm just going to say it on the radio. This is a song for my husband and I. We are adopting a child. And so this is a song for our child. The process is very, very long. And it's just getting longer and longer, it seems. So this is kind of a plea to... angels up above to just kind of, we're not destitute. We're not looking for, something to complete our lives, but we would just like to kind of move on.
That's sweet. Tracy Bonham, live on KLCC.
Waiting and waiting, fighting and fighting this mortal coil. It's none of my business getting inside it. It's worrier's oil. It's not like we are downtrodden. It's not like we are badly beaten. It's not like we are hid in the bottle. Waking up tomorrow with cold packs and aspirin and weed. But angel, won't you come down? Won't you come down? Angel, won't you come down? Won't you come down? Angel, won't you come down? Won't you come down? Angel, won't you come down? Won't you come down? You add up the hours, days, and the minutes. Is there any sense to this? It'll all come to total your greatness, make up for what we missed. It's not like we got high standards. It's not like we got big demands. It's not like we are looking for perfection, a godlier connection, or something to make us complete. But angel, won't you come down? Won't you come down? Angel, won't you come down? Won't you come down? Angel, won't you come down? Won't you come down? Angel, won't you come down? Won't you come down? Fiddle solo. Love is the answer, what was a question? Is there any doubt? Feelings are wordless, words are like scarecrows till you iron it out. It's not like we got suits of armor. It's not like we are made of steel. We know if we work a little harder, not beg, steal, or barter, we can't ask for help when we need it. Come down, angel, won't you come down? Won't you come down, angel, won't you come down? Won't you come down, angel, won't you come down?
That's Tracy Bonham live on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. We wish you best of luck with the brand new recording. You're in concert tomorrow night at Sam Bond's Garage. The concert begins at 9 o'clock. And we look forward to you coming back by when you're on your big ambitious tour once the album is released in mid-July.
You got it.
Thank you for coming by, Tracy.
Thank you, Liz.
We'll see you next time. Here is a song called When You Laugh from the brand new CD Mass of Manhattan from Tracy Bonham on KLCC's Fresh Tracks.